عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام.
سورة يونس chapter 10 verses 35 and 36. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم وسيدهم وأفضلهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل من شركائكم من يهدي إلى الحق؟ قل الله يهدي للحق أفمن يهدي إلى الحق أحق أن يتبع أفمن يهدي إلى الحق أحق أن يتبع أمن لا يهدي إلا أن يهدى فما لكم كيف تحكمون. وما يتبع أكثرهم إلا ظنا إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا إن الله عليم بما يفعلون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The most important thing in this universe and the most important task that we the humans have are three steps. Step number one is to search and look for the truth. To search for it. The same way when we are about to buy a house, we search. When we want to buy a car, we search. When we want to buy anything, pair of shoes, we search. Nothing is more important than truth and justice in this universe. So we have to search. This is the first step. After that, when we find the truth, the second step is to follow. Now that we found it, we made a discovery of it, then here we have to follow. We shouldn't wait after that. We should not say, yes, I know this is the truth, but I need some time. Not now, I'm still young. I'm still having things to do with this dunya. When I get to my 60s and 70s and 80s, then I'm going to follow the truth. This is not right. Once we discover, immediately we have to follow. And then comes the third step and the most important one, and that is to implement this truth and justice in our daily life. Whether it is family life, individual life, societal life, communal life, we have to implement the truth. Truth is to be practiced. Truth is to be not just to be embraced, but to be put into practice in our life. Truth and justice, these things have to be practiced on an hourly basis, not just a daily basis, hourly basis. Every moment, every given moment, we have this choice, we are faced with this choice, either justice or injustice. In everything we say, in everything we do, in everything we watch, in everything we hear, in everything we think about, we have the choice of following justice or injustice, haqq or batil, truth or falsehood. We have the choice. So we have to make that choice. We have to implement that in our daily life. And the only source of this truth and justice in this universe is God. And those who work for God, his employees are messengers and prophets and apostles and imams. And sometimes ordinary people, not necessarily to be scholars, awliyaullah, wali, someone whose his heart or her heart is attached to the Lord, and he or she decides to work for the Lord. He's also the Lord's employee. Those are the people who call for the truth and justice. قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. Say, Ya Rasulullah, say to your community, it is only God who invites and he calls unto truth. قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. Other than God, things that are conflicting with God, and with the employees of God, they invite into falsehood. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا. The arrogant, those who conceal, the concealers of the faith, the non-believers, والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت. Their Lord and their guardians is the طاغوت. And طاغوت is opposite to the truth. Everything that is opposite to the truth is طاغوت. Now, many people, they say, we are about to follow the first step to search for the truth. But sometimes we can't find it. Sometimes we are confused. Sometimes we get confused. We don't know whether this object, this issue, this path, this cause, whether this leads into truth or falsehood. Is truth very ambiguous? Is it very uncertain? Is it very obscure? The truth is very clear. It's not ambiguous. It's very clear. However, the tools, we have tools that lead us to the truth. Sometimes these tools become confused. Sometimes you see the navigation system that you have in your car becomes confused, and it does not get you to the right direction. The navigation system, it gets confused. We have navigation systems inside us, my friends. One of them is aql, is a navigation system. One of them is the heart, is a navigation system. Aql, Allah refers about aql. أولو الألباب إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات. Very clear signs and directions for the people who have brains and use their brains. لأولي الألباب. And sometimes the heart leads you. Some hearts and some minds or brains, sometimes they dysfunction. They don't work good. They are broken. Like the navigation system that are broken. They are broken. Something wrong with them. They have to be fixed. They have to be fixed. Otherwise, they would not lead you into truth. They would lead you into falsehood. The mind which is not clear, the mind which is confused, the mind that is intoxicated, it becomes confused. Yesterday I was reading a newspaper that comes from Saudi Arabia. Saudi newspaper. It's supposed to be Islamic and Arabic. Yesterday, the name of this newspaper is Ilaf. Do you know the ayah? لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رَحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. In this newspaper that comes from a Muslim country, Saudi Arabia, it says that it is good for you to drink a glass of wine every day. Good for your heart. In a Muslim Arabic newspaper that comes from right from Saudi Arabia. To drink the holy book, our Quran, says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ abomination, رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. These are the business of Satan. فَجْتَنِبُوا, stew them, stay away from them. And a newspaper that comes from Saudi Arabia, it says a glass of wine, red wine, also red wine, it's very good for your heart and it will increase your life. It might increase your life, but it will decrease your aql. And life without aql is like animals. لا يعقلون بها, Allah says. It's not worth it. Someone who has life, but he has does not have aql, he lives like animals. It's not worth it. Allah says, it is the aql, take care of your brain. I have given you. Allah says, I worked hard on creating this brain. And that is very precious to me. And because I love you, I have given you the brain. وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. Allah says in the hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْكَ. With my glory, with my highness, I have not created something bigger than you, more important and worthier than you, the brain. Allah speaks to the brain, to reason. And therefore, because He loves us, it's like a father and a mother who love their children, or one of them, they say, listen, I am giving you the most precious thing that I have in my life. My best collection, I am giving it to you because I love you. Allah is giving His best collection to us, and that is aql. That is aql. And then we compromise the aql. We try to hurt it and compromise it and reduce its ability to think and to navigate. This is not good. We are hurting ourselves. So sometimes these systems that are supposed to find the right direction, they become broken. The aql becomes broken when it is intoxicated. The qalb also becomes polluted. Polluted with what? With sins. Every act of sin, whether it is verbal, whether it is physical, whether through the eyes, the sight, through the ears, through the mouth, the tongue, through the hand, every act of sin and violation is going to have a bad effect on our hearts. Look at this book, Surah Al-Baqarah. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, because of these sins, you did not go to forgiveness, you did not resort to forgiveness, you left the sin growing and growing. It's like a cancerous cell, that when you don't go to the doctor, you don't see the doctor, you ignore it, it's going to grow and grow and grow, until one day they tell you sorry. Too late. Too late. Allah says, do not make it too late. Don't make forgiveness and repentance too late. Sometimes You reach a point that there is no return. No return. So don't leave it until the last minute. If you are tested with sin, the same day go back to Allah. He's waiting for you. And He's not going to shut His door. He'll be waiting for you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servants ask you about me, my location, tell them He's very imminent, He's very close, قَرِيب. قَرِيب. You don't have to travel, you don't have to take the airplane to go and see Him. قَرِيب. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. I will answer the call of the caller when you call me. Does not go to his answering machine. No, he will pick up the phone and he will answer. وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. If we are sincere in the call, he would pick up the phone and he would answer. وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Let them respond to my invitation. Some people decline the invitation. Allah says, respond. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا. Let them believe in what I am saying. Let them take me serious. I'm not kidding with them. I'm serious. Let them trust me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Maybe they become guided and happy in their life and relieved in their life. So, the heart and the mind. This is why in Surah Al-Imran we have a beautiful dua. We read this dua in our prayers. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزَغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Do not let my heart sway after you guided me. Don't let my heart go the other direction after you guided me. That's the best dua. We have to read this dua every single time, every morning, every evening. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Because sometimes the heart becomes weak. The heart becomes intimidated and then he deceives you. And then he betrays you, the heart. And he takes you away after walking on the right path, being a good person. After a few years, someone shifts away. Always ask Allah to keep you solid and strong on the right path. So if we fix the mind, the aql, and the heart, the qalb, then this is going to lead us into the right direction. Into the right direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Ya Rasulullah, say to the idol worshippers, say to them in your community, قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ. Is there any among your partners that you worship, the idols that you worship, مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ, who guides unto truth? مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Say to them, قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. God guides into truth. And then if only God and those who work for Him guide unto the truth, then قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. أَفَمَنْ is one who guides unto truth worthier to be followed? أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعُ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى. Is this one who guides to the truth worthier to be followed? Or one who cannot guide unless he be guided? You have two teachers here. Some teacher, one of them is very good and he knows what he's talking about. And he's telling you something good. And the other one, he's an imposter. He's not a teacher. Not a teacher. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. The subject that he's teaching, he's the last one to know about it. Which one you must follow? The first or the second? Definitely the first, who knows what he's talking about. In philosophy, we have an axiom in philosophy. فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. Someone who does not have something, he lack it, he doesn't have it, he cannot give it to you. He cannot give it to you because he doesn't have it. It doesn't have it. Allah says, don't, in searching for the truth, don't go after people who are bankrupt, morally bankrupt. They are confused themselves. They are confused. They are confused. How can they guide you? Someone who himself needs guidance can guide you? He should guide himself first. قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعْ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي. Or this, or the one who cannot guide. أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى. Unless he or she be guided. فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you judge? How do you judge? كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. One of the reasons that children and young people are lost in these societies, in the West and the East, of course. In the past, we used to speak about West versus East and compare between West and East. Nowadays, it's one world, alhamdulillah. In corruption, we are unified all together. Fil hawa sawa. All of us. I used to say 20 years ago that the rate of divorce in the West is high, in the East is low. Now I see it, mashallah, the East is rivaling the West. The rate of divorce in Muslim countries today is no less than the rate of divorce in non-religious countries, in secular countries. Do you know that? Do you know that? Why? Because Islam for us is shi'ar, slogan, not a practice, just a slogan. When we turn Islam into slogan, we don't practice it in the family, in marriage, and with children, with friends, with neighbors, in business, in loan. When we don't practice it, it becomes a slogan. And then we become worse than the non-believers. At least non-believers, we don't have religion, but we have values. But a Muslim who's bankrupt of religion, he or she would never be able to have values too. Why? Because he lost the best value, which is this book. That is the best value. When you lose it, you can't have another value. Allah says, follow those who know the truth. They embrace it. They advocate the truth. Don't go after one who's going to waste your time. Don't go. Here in the West, many people, they go to this place and that place. And he doesn't go to the masjid. Why? Because I'm trying to be more spiritual. If in the masjid you do not become more spiritual, you would never be able to become spiritual, more spiritual anywhere else. Anywhere else, believe me. Fix yourself. Maybe there's something wrong with yourself. Some people, they don't read the Quran. This gift, this divine gift from God, they go after books, poetry book, and this book, and Mathnawi, and Ma'nawi, and Mullah Fulan, and Mullah Allah. Allah sent us Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a source of mercy, a source of enlightenment, a source of knowledge, a source of salvation. After the Prophet never left his community in disarray, the Prophet said, "Man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyun mawla." The Prophet said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha, faman arada al-madina falyatiha min babiha." He didn't leave us in disarray. He said, those are the leaders after you. Follow them. You are not going to lose. And we abandon them. We go after fulan and fulan and fulan to be more religious, to be more spiritual, to get closer to God. مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Where is the aql? It's like some kids who run away from their parents at home. They try to find love with a stranger. Your mother is the source of love. If you run away from your mother, nobody else is going to give you love. Don't waste your time. Don't be under this illusion that I run away from the family, someone else is going to take care of me. This is the way Allah says. The way is this book. The Prophet said, I'm going to leave, but my message continues. إِنِّي تَارِكٌ إِنِّي مُخَلِّفٌ فِيكُمْ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ This book, وَعِتْرَتِي My family who implement this book, who show you the way. Why do you go left and right? Why? To find more spirituality, more stability? I'm not going to find it. You know, in some places, they call them Islamic places. You know what they tell you? You don't have to pray five times a day. You have God in your heart, it's enough. Alhamdulillah. God left all hearts and came to your heart. You don't have to pray. Neither fasting, nor zakat, nor hijab. Music is very good. Enjoy music, and not just the music, dancing. They stop dancing. Huh? And some of them, they say, drinking is okay. As long as you believe in God, drinking is okay. So what is left of this book then? What is left? Where is discipline? Where is religion? Religion is my way or God's way? It's God's way. Religion is submission to one who is wiser, who knows more, who loves more. This is religion. It's not to submit to my own desires. This is not religion. This is a cult. They create a cult. I was watching the YouTube. Somebody told me, look at this clip in the YouTube. In Turkey, in Istanbul, someone, Adnan Zahraman. The man, he gathers girls at the age of between 20 and 40. Half naked. Half naked. And he gives them, half naked, believe me. And they have surgeries at some parts of their bodies. I don't want to mention that. And he speaks about Islam and God's mercy, and then the dancing begins, mashallah. Come and look at the dancing. And they say, subhanallah, masallah, masallah, subhanallah, masallah, subhanallah. This is religion? Where is religion? This is iffah? This is self-respect? Where is God? Where is taqwa? Where is taqwa? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله صلاة قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون خشوع The first byproduct of religion is خشوع submissiveness Your heart becomes alert You don't want to stay with the haram with things that takes you away from God This is the type of Islam of the caliphs of Uthmaniyun caliph in Turkey and Bani al-Abbas and Bani Umayyah. This was their Islam. In his courtyard, the caliph, he drinks, women, dancing, parties, and then he's Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu an. May Allah never radi an, inshallah. How can Allah accept such people? This is the Islam that they introduce. Allah says, follow the one who truly and honestly guides you. Honestly. Not through shi'ar, through practice. Follow him, you will find salvation. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعْ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Therefore, my friends, we in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we say that our role models should be ma'soom, immaculate. Immaculate. They don't commit sin. Because someone who commits sin is not a good role model. He cannot be a good role model. The leaders that we have to follow, who call, who invite us to the truth and justice, anbiya, prophets, nabis, and also imams. Their file is clean. They can become good role model. People can trust them. Even today in America, when you listen to those contenders for the presidency, some of them you know he's a liar. He's not working for America, he's working for himself. He's a liar. But some of them you feel, one or two, or even one, not even one, half one, alhamdulillah. You feel that he's telling you the truth. He's worried about America, not just himself. Even in this life, even in matter of materialism, people follow the one who's honest, not the one who's dishonest. Let alone akhirah, let alone the next chapter. Definitely we have to follow those who are honest. They have integrity. And then Allah says, lastly, وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنًّا. Most of the people, unfortunately, they follow their conjecture. Dhan. We have dhan, conjecture. And we have certainty, yaqeen. Allah says, unless you have yaqeen, certainty, then don't do and don't say. You have to have certainty. You have to be a certain in your faith, in your path. Don't follow dhan. Don't follow dhan. Inna dhanna, verily, inna dhanna la yughni min al-haqq shay'a. It doesn't avail against the truth. Many people today, they don't follow the reality, the certainty, the reality. They follow myths, superstitions, and myths, takhayyulat. This is what they follow. Religion is not a fairy tale. Religion is not a fairy tale. It's a reality. You have to base your ideological foundation firmly on a truth, haqq, on a truth, so you can survive. If it is not based firmly on the truth, then you have to think about that. You have to change. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. This is regarding aqeedah. In aqeedah, we should not have dhan. We should have certainty in aqeedah. And also in social life, in our relationships with others, also we have to be certain. When you give your daughter in a marriage to someone, don't say, oh, I didn't know, I didn't ask, I just saw the zahir, the outside. I did not know about the batin. Of course, Allah only knows about the batin. But we have to do our homework too. You have to ask. When you do business with someone, you have to know, you have to examine. Don't follow the dhan, the doubts, the conjecture. Try to find the truth. Once we find the truth, we will be happy. Most of our problems today, they stem from us not following the truth, not doing enough investigation, enough homework. When we don't do, we lose. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Does not avail against truth and justice. Today, our dear friend, Dr. Sayyid Ridha al-Hajjar, arrived into the city of Najaf in the morning. He was transferred to Karbala. After 3 hours, he was in the shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala. And my father led the janazah prayers over his body in the shrine of Imam Hussein at 10 a.m. Karbala's time. And then he was transferred back to Najaf to visit the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. And by 2 p.m. he buried in the soil of Najaf al-Ashraf, where he was born 75 years ago. Good for him. I spoke with my father after Salat al-Janazah. Even my father was affirming that good for this man who lived a life of modesty, zuhd, and when he died, he was zahid too. Although I told you, he was one of the best doctors in the nation. Very smart, I know. I know him for the last 22 years. My mother used to tell me always, she used to tell me, Mama, Sayyid Ridha al-Hajjar, his hand has a power of healing. His hand has a power of healing. Good for him. A journey of 75 years. I wish we can have the same. A life of modesty, a life of integrity. Because this is where we're going to go. We're going to go to a small hole. Can we tolerate that hole? Today, I was having MRI. They put me, you know, some of you have done it, in a small box. Although there is oxygen, there is air, there is light. And you know, they tell you it's about 40 minutes. But it's still, you are not comfortable. So if we cannot bear it for 40 minutes, can we bear it for thousands of years in the grave? This is the reality. This is the reality of this life. We have to be prepared. Allah says, if you are prepared, then don't worry. إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. If you fix your relationship with me, with people, you don't hurt people, you don't have bad relationship with people, you fulfill, you honor your promise, your covenant, your role as a father, as a mother, as a wife, as a husband, then don't worry. But if you don't do good, you have to worry. You have to worry. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu ad-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at innaka mahi as-sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Please let's recite amman yujib for many people, including some members in my family. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله قلنا على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية. Also the son of Khanum Kauthari Behzad, he also died last week and he was buried yesterday. So I ask you to remember him in Surah Al-Fatiha with for his soul and the soul of Dr. Rida al-Hajjar, al-Fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.